everybody.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Lynn Miller. You may have seen me on some programs in the past, and I think it's been a while since I've done a radio show. It's been a few weeks anyways. I hope everybody is enjoying their day. I just have to say I went to the supermarket and everything is sold out. This coronavirus, I mean, the fear is unbelievable what is going on. And I just want to say the way I see it, it's just the beginning. I think in the next 6 months it's going to escalate, but as quickly as it escalates, I think it's going to die down. So, you know, it's unfortunate the media is creating such fear around it. It's really completely out of control. Just say that. So, you know, take the necessary precautions. Do what you have to do. Make sure you get to the supermarket, get what you need. But, you know, the panic has got to just subside. It's just really out of control. I've got a few callers today. I'm going to take calls in a little while. And if you don't know about my sessions, you can go to my website, lynnmillerpsychic.com. I'm also offering for first-time clients a special promotion, $50 off any one of my sessions. So it really helps to get at least a half-hour session. So much comes through. I'll take questions here. If you could just keep it to one question, that would be great. And what do I want to talk about? Well, I've been doing this over 30 years. And I just really like to help clients find their higher path. And what I tell all my clients is, look, you know, we take the actions we take in life and it creates a reaction. So there's many different paths we can go down based on our decisions. And you don't want to keep repeating the past. And if you have something that I refer to as a block, it's basically repeating something from the past is preventing something from the future from coming in. So I work with clients to help them remove any blocks that they have so their path can kind of be on a high vibration and flowing. It's really important to take the necessary actions every day, you know, to manifest a better future for yourself. And, you know, as an intuitive, there's many different paths I can read, which has been helpful for me with clients. Because especially my younger clients, you know, if there's been some that have struggled with drugs and alcohol, I can read both paths for them and really help them navigate, you know, a better, brighter future. I'm going to get to the questions in a little while. Again, please keep it to one question because a lot comes through on the phone and, well, you never know. Let me get to caller number one here. Hello, this is Lynn.
Hi, first-time caller. So I'm sorry, I don't know much about you. Do you want specific questions, or do you do general?
Oh, hi. Well, what's your name?
My name's Pat. I'm from Connecticut.
You've got a lot of energy around you, Pat. Are you a mover and shaker?
Oh, God, I've not been. I've been under so much anxiety and stress and worry and negative thinking, and I'm trying so hard to heal myself. And I think trying to heal brings up everything, so it seems like you're going backwards. But honestly, my dog went in surgery this morning. I ended up shopping for 2 hours in a torrential downpour trying to find toilet paper.
Oh, no.
Came home, was so wiped out from worry, tried to go to sleep, woke up. Got a call that he was okay. So I crashed emotionally and then crashed even more because my brother-in-law passed a few weeks ago. And I came outside and from the downpour, the sun is shining. The wind just, it felt like it just blew everything away and I'm in the land of Oz now. It almost feels like the virus was blown away, which I know it's not, but it feels like there's a big shift of energy.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to have a big shift coming up in the next couple of weeks. It's just starting right now. Is there a David around you? The name David comes up for me. The name David comes up around you for me.
No.
If you'll meet. Well, hold on to that because you might need a David. It's a very strong vibe around a man coming around named David.
I've been single for almost 30 years. So this year I've decided I'm healing a lot. It's time. I'm ready for a life partner. I'm 66, so I'm ready.
Oh, well,
for
you're
the
still
package
young.
Deal.
You're still young. 66 is young still. So, well, I have a feeling like you're entering a spiritual shift. So all that healing that you've been working on is going to make a difference. Do you have
wonderful?
I also feel like a lot of people come to you with their problems. Is that right?
Well, I've had such a difficult life. I've studied people in books my whole life, so I have great answers, and I listen really well. So yes.
Are you a writer yourself? Do you write?
No, I should. I'm too impatient because I have too much anxiety. But I hope someday to write. I love words. I'm an artist.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because
I do
you have a creative energy.
Yeah, I do animal portraits, and I hope to get that going someday.
Oh, make a business of that. That would be a great path for you to take, doing animal portraits. That would be in high demand as well. Everyone loves their pet.
Yes.
So I would say in 2020, make that a priority. I also see a website around that. Get somebody to help you develop a website.
I've
so
got one. I need to focus, and I need to hire someone to help me because so many artists are not business people, and I'm certainly one of them. So when I get healthier and some money comes in, I'll be hiring someone to help me with that.
Yeah, you've also got something coming up around real estate. So I don't know what that is. Somebody's selling something or renovating something. I don't know. Something's coming up around property.
I keep being told I'm moving, which is hard to believe because I finally found an affordable place after years, unless I end up, you know, with a partner and marriage or whatever and move. But also my son, who has a new family in the city, New York City, maybe it's about him wanting to move out of the city and get some land.
Okay. Yeah. I have a feeling he definitely will be doing that. So, and also there's a connection to Connecticut. Are you in Connecticut?
Absolutely. And I do not like being here. I grew up here. I want to be out of here someday.
Well,
you're right on.
You know, just, yeah, move. Make a move if you need to make a move. A good time to do that would be like 2021 for moving energy.
Good. That sounds right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
All right.
Talk to you
again.
Take
care.
Okay.
Bye. Well, Connecticut is beautiful, though. Okay, let's go to caller. I know this is a California number. Hello, this is Lynn.
Thank you. You're right. I'm from Santa Barbara. This is Donna. Hi.
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good. I'm in Florida right now, and my friend, she has a townhouse, and I'm selling it by owner. I'm helping her out, showing it and stuff, and I have a man coming Sunday. He said he has cash, but do you see that sale going through with him?
Absolutely. That feels strong. Yes. Yes.
Oh, good. Good. And
I feel like you've got three transactions coming up. You're going to close on three different deals.
Well, no, I'm not a realtor or anything like that. I'm not a realtor. I'm just helping out my friend sell her townhouse because she couldn't come to Florida. But I'm also going to sell their car. Will that go through too?
Oh, wow. Yeah, well, you should be in sales. You're doing a great job.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah. With my brother, I did a little bit for him.
The car will go through as well, but it's the second person, not the first person that looked at it. It'll be the second person.
Oh, okay. And I wanted to ask you, you know, I'm 66 too. I'll be 66 April. And I haven't had a partner in about 14 years. Do you see one coming in for me, a male partner?
Wow. I feel like there's got to be some other things that come into play first. I would, like, if we were in a session right now, I would ask you about what you're doing work-wise.
Yeah, I'm kind of retired. I just do home health care once in a while, you know, just take care of the elderly once in a while. I get my Social Security.
Well, your relationship is going to come through travel.
Will I be traveling?
He's not in California, so you're going to meet him traveling, and I have a feeling it'll be Europe.
He's definitely
overseas. So whenever you make that trip and that journey, I know right now with the coronavirus, everything's shut down.
Yeah.
But I'm looking more at 2021 for a relationship for you.
Okay.
And
yeah.
it's gonna be a lifelong partner, and there's gonna be a lot of travel with the two of you, because this person loves to travel.
I do too. I do too. I was in Ireland for a couple months. Italy. Huh?
Oh, nice! Cool. That must have been beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very drawn to Spain around you.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like you may be in Spain or connected to London, but back and forth.
Okay.
And you probably have
a T initial.
He has a T initial in his name. A T like Tom.
Oh, okay. So money's going to come in for me somehow. I mean, I'll get a little bit of money from my friends, but, you know, to go on a big trip, maybe I'll win. I've been very lucky before. I won a BMW, and I won a trip to Taiwan, a trip to Lake Tahoe, and a trip to Hawaii.
Wow.
So I won $10,000 on a scratcher. So I'm hoping to be lucky again, maybe through a scratcher or something, you know?
Yeah, I believe you will be. You have an energy around you that attracts things to you and draws things to you. So it is kind of an energy of luck.
Yes, I think so. My sister said I'm the luckiest person she's ever met.
Well, yeah, it kind of follows you for calling in.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate this. Thank you. Have a good evening.
Take care. Have a great day. Bye.
Okay.
Scratchers. Boy, I wish I would win some lottery. I play Publishers Clearinghouse religiously. I'm still waiting for that one to come in. All right. See who we have here. Hello there. Hello.
Hello.
Hi,
Lynn.
Who am I speaking with? Hi.
Lynn, my name is Maddie. And
hi,
I'm
Maddie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're in Georgia?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, beautiful.
I am.
I've never been. I've always wanted to go.
Atlanta is a pretty city. Yes.
What can I help you with? How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Well, Lynn, I just wanted you to tell me what energy are you picking up around me?
It looks like the show's going to, hopefully it won't cut off. You've got a really nice energy. You've got an energy that feels like, I was looking at last year. This year is going to be a lot better for you than last year.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a new beginning and a new start to something, and something's coming through a friend. I don't know, some kind of good news or a project or something. But it looks like I'm cutting off. I hope that's through a friend.
Oh, through a friend. Oh, okay. Oh.
Yep. It looks like they're going to cut me off on the show in a second, but thank you for calling in.
Well, thank you for that message. I greatly appreciate it. Do you see romance coming?
Romance will be coming possibly November is a high month. So if you're looking for romance, put yourself out there for November.
Okay. November. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry I had to cut you off there. The show's actually gone by and is ending. So everybody, thank you for calling in today. I appreciate all the callers and everybody's input. And again, if you want to check me out, go to my website, lynnmillerpsychic.com. I offer private sessions, which obviously are a little more in-depth, and they start at 30 minutes, 45, or an hour. All right, everybody, stay calm in this environment we've got going on. Take necessary precautions, and thanks for tuning in.